This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He has one of the most impressive resumes on planet Earth. Two-time MVP.
Slings it to McKinnon at the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Batman loves this stadium! Underhanded shovel for a 56-yard touchdown!
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder! He's got the catch! He's got the touchdown! Kansas City! A beautifully thrown ball as Mahomes to Kelce.
And the only place in the world where he does an interview weekly is right here on The Drive with C-Dot.
It's not something that I would say I'm a Waffle House guy, but it definitely, we made our appearance at Waffle House a couple of times.
310 means one thing. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every week we get the opportunity to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. We take a look at their win over the Buffalo Bills and also look ahead to the matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. Our conversation started this week with last week you had never gone on the road for a postseason game. This week you're undefeated on the road.
Yeah, no, definitely happy to get the win. Obviously, it was a great environment, but I was glad that we were able to go in there, come together, and find a way to get a win. And now we're on to Baltimore, so it's gonna be a lot of fun this week preparing for this challenge, and we're excited for it.
Let me ask you this: what hurts more, getting hit by Aaron Donald or getting hit with one of those snowballs that were being thrown by the Buffalo faithful?
Well, luckily enough, I didn't get hit. There were some that came awfully close, but. Yeah, I would probably say Aaron Donald, but I don't have that experience of getting hit by the snowball. But, yeah, definitely was wild. But, like we said, it was a lot of fun out there.
I just want to get your kind of first-person just recollection of that moment, that image of you running off the field, and Ted Cruz is right there next to you, and you just got done doing the interview with Tracy Wolfson. That's as big as I've seen you smile in a while. How happy are you in that moment? What's going through your head when you were going off the field knowing what you guys just accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you're excited. I mean, to be able to go on the road in the playoffs and win a game is hard to do. And so to be able to go up against a great team like that and get a win, and I was running over trying to get my headband and my sleeve, a kid with my jersey on, and snowballs start flying. I mean, it's just like you're a little kid again, man. You're just playing football in the backyard with your friends and your family, and you come out with the win, you're smiling, running back in the house.
They showed a pretty cool moment of you and your team inside the locker room, and the camera then cuts to you and you said, hey, they asked for this, they wanted this, they got it, and you guys just won. And Travis comes in and says, but we still got more business to do, let's turn it up. Was there anything that was said that maybe gave you extra motivation over the course of this week in this fun back-and-forth rivalry?
No, I mean, I don't know if it's – you have to be motivated to play these games, man. I mean, everybody wanted us to go on the road, and we were able to go on the road and get a win. I mean, you have to accept the challenge in this league. I mean, every single week's going to be tough, especially in the playoffs, and there's a lot of great environments around the league. And so to be able to get yourself motivated enough to go out there and play your best ball, it's special, and I think this group does a great job of it. And it's not just me. We got a lot of great leaders on this team. I think that video, you can see that.
Normally I try to have some well-thought-out question, but I'll just throw it to you this. How great was Travis on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, he was awesome, man. I mean, I think you could tell he stepped his game up. I mean, he's got the most touchdowns. He got the most touchdowns between me and him for a reason, man. He steps his game up in the biggest games. He makes the plays. He makes the catches, and he blocks. I mean, he does whatever it takes to win the football game, and that's why I'm glad he's on my team.
Are you a fan of the history of this game? You and Travis Kelce have more touchdowns than Rice and Montana. You and Kelce have more touchdowns than Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. How cool is it for you two together to sit atop that list?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it really is really cool. I mean, those are four of the greatest players of all time. I mean, Tom is the greatest player of all time, and it's like three other ones that are in that separate hall that Deion talks about in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's going to be cool to be able to look back on our careers and say that we're on the top of that list. I'm sure it'll get broken at some point, but it really is something that we never even think about. But every time you see your name with those guys' names around it, you know you're doing something pretty cool.
Speaking of Tom Brady, on his podcast this week, he said that you are a guy that always figures out how to get it done. I can't think of a greater compliment to be paid than Tom Brady to say you are a guy who always figures out a way to shine through in big-time moments.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I have a lot of I watch a lot of Tom and the way he was able to drive the ball down the football field and win games and just lead his team. I think that's the biggest thing is when you think of Tom Brady, you think of the ultimate leader, someone that everyone wants to go out there and give everything they have to help that guy win. And I try to do the same stuff. I mean, he's beaten me in the playoffs, so I've seen it firsthand. It's not something about how it gets done. It's about getting it done and finding a way to win. And I'm doing whatever I can to be a leader like that and try to win as much as he's won and continues to do.
I want to go back just a little bit, but I'm curious, how important was that end of the season, that game against the Los Angeles Chargers? You don't play in that game. Isaiah Pacheco doesn't play. Travis makes the decision to not play in that game. Snead, how important of it was from a team concept for you to kind of get that mental and physical break? Because it feels like it really, really was a positive for Travis now in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think, obviously the rest is always great, especially for older guys like Travis. But I think for everybody, I mean, getting your body right, getting yourself ready to go for the playoffs. I think, like you said, the mental side of it, I think it's not even the mental of taking the game off. It's being energized for your teammates, being on the sideline, letting these guys that work their tail off every single day, showing them, like, the success they have and showing how much we care about them as well. I think that just brought the team together because we had been through some tough times and we were battling through to get to the playoffs, and to have that break and just get back to loving football again, I think that was something that was special, and we carried that momentum into the playoffs.
Patrick, a couple of years ago, you guys have the historic win against Buffalo, and you guys are unable to go to the Super Bowl. How much of your message as a team for the guys who were there a couple of years ago that had that 13-second comeback, in my opinion, the best game that we've ever seen in Arrowhead, to, hey, I know this win is great, but we got to finish the job. How much is part of your message this week?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think guys understand that. Guys that were here and guys that weren't here. I mean, if you cut the tape on and you watch the Ravens play, you know they're going to bring the energy, they're going to bring the juice, the physicality, and we're going to have to play our best football in order to win. For us, we're just going to go back to making the playbook the way we want it, going out there, giving everything we got, and trying to find a way to win at the end.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes getting ready for the championship round against Baltimore. Patrick, you've gone up against this defense basically every day since July. What makes this defense so great?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the fact that they're deep at every level. I mean, you see guys, even when injuries happen, guys step in and they can play. They disguise very well. They got the players that can just go one-on-one and match up and stop guys. And they make great adjustments. I mean, if you look at that game against Buffalo, Buffalo was doing a lot of great things. They got a lot of great players, and they made the adjustments at halftime and was able to hold them to 7 points in the second half. And that's a tall task to do against a team like that. And so they're well coached. They got the players to do it, and they got the depth to do it as well. And they fly around and play for each other.
I'm curious on a personal level for you, what sort of clicks for you in the postseason? Because this season you had the most interceptions that you've had in a regular season, but so far through the first two games, you haven't thrown an interception. You haven't thrown an interception in your last five postseason games. That's over 150 passes. What is it about you that kind of starts to really pare things down once we get to the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta really execute on the details. I mean, I try to do that all season long, but obviously in the postseason it's magnified even more. And turnovers are such a big deal in the NFL, especially in the postseason on who wins games. You want to try to protect that football, you still want to be aggressive. You still want to take shots down the field, but just knowing when to do that. And at the end of the day, it's just finding a way to win. And for me, if that's throwing for 350 yards or throwing for 100 yards, as long as we're winning the football game and moving to the next round, you're winning.
We talk a lot about your relationship with a lot of other quarterbacks. You know, you and Josh Allen seem to get along very well. You and Joe Burrow have had some friendly rivalries. You and Justin Herbert, where are you at with Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, every time I'm interacting with Lamar, man, he's a great dude. He's someone that loves football. You can tell his teammates love him. I mean, he plays, like, you can see how he plays, that competitiveness that he has. And he's had success at every level. It's not someone that I text like every week or anything like that, which I don't do with most of the other quarterbacks. But I know when I go into that game this weekend, he's going to have that competitive fire just like all of us. And we're going to try to do whatever we can to beat each other. And the best man will come out on top.
You're a fan of this game. You and I have had a lot of conversations over the years about you just on a Monday night watching football. Do you ever just watch him in awe of some of the things that he can do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everyone in the NFL does. I mean, it's not just the running, but, I mean, just to be able to throw the different arm slots, to be accurate, throw it downfield. I mean, he can do it all. I mean, that's why he's going to hope – I mean, I'm not hopefully, but going to be winning his second MVP probably. And I think that just speaks to the type of player he is. He continues to get better and better. That's what we're all trying to do in this league. It'll be a great challenge for us, and we're excited to go out there to their place and see what we can do.
Houston had 6 offensive line penalties in their matchup against Baltimore. Someone found the audio of you talking about going on the road against Baltimore and how you had to use a silent count. That was one of the more difficult environments. How important is some of that nonverbal communication that you and I talked about last week against Buffalo? You guys executed that really well in the second round. How important is that going to be this week?
It's extremely important. I mean, they do a great job of disguising. They have a well-coached defense, players everywhere, and they do a great job of disguising and trying to time up your snap counts and stuff like that. So you got to be able to use that nonverbal communication to be on the same page with also trying to get them to give away some of their coverages. I mean, it's going to be a real factor in the game, and you saw that in the Houston game. And, I mean, I played there on Sunday night and Monday night, and I know it's going to be even louder than that, and those two games were some of the loudest I've been a part of. So it'll be a great environment, and we're excited for the challenge.
2 final questions here, Patrick, and I'll get you out of here. Number 1, we had Mitch Holthus on the show yesterday, and I asked him what did he see from Baltimore on film. He said that he didn't see a weakness on that team. When you watch Baltimore, what do you see from that Ravens team?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that they're in this game. I mean, they have no weakness. I mean, obviously, I just watched most of the defense, and no weakness on that defensive line, no weakness in the linebacker group, obviously, with the Pro Bowlers there, and then the secondary's playing their tail off as well. I mean, there really is a truly great group of football players, and they fly around, they play fast, they play hard, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. I mean, but what else can you ask for? It's the best going up against the best. That's what you have in this round with 4 teams left. Whoever makes the less mistakes and goes out and execute at a high enough level is going to win it.
Last thing here, I'm just going to guess that you seeing Jason Kelce shirtless in the suite, that doesn't even make his top 5, top 10, I'm guessing.
No, man, I mean, that's just Jason being Jason. Now, that Kelce family, man, they live on high energy, and they're a family, man. They love each other, and they're going to support each other. So it's cool to see, and that was an all-time moment, but at the same time, I mean, he's had a lot better. So, I mean, who knows what he'll do this week.
That is Patrick Mahomes joining us on the show today, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick, last week's game against Buffalo was great. I think we're all hoping for another great one this weekend. Good luck, man. Appreciate you hopping on today.
Yeah, appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.